with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Biden campaign is doubling down on abortion rights ahead of Thursday night's debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Biden marked the two-year anniversary of the overturning of Roe v. Wade by emphasizing his support of abortion rights. In a series of social media posts, he repeatedly called for the restoration of Roe and blamed Donald Trump for what he called this nightmare. Trump has repeatedly taken credit for the overturning of the 50-year Supreme Court ruling that guaranteed a right to abortion. However, the former president has resisted supporting a national abortion ban. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republicans are working to stop illegal immigrants from receiving voter registration forms. Bernie Bennett has more.
Welfare offices in 49 states are providing voter registration forms to migrants without requiring proof of citizenship, leading Republicans and conservatives to call for swift federal action to stop the handouts. Every state except Arizona gives applicants for either welfare benefits, driver's licenses, or in some cases, mail-in ballots, voter registration forms without demanding proof of citizenship. Currently, there are no requirements on federal voting forms to provide proof of citizenship, though it's illegal to claim citizenship or falsely represent oneself as a citizen in order to vote in an election. Last month, the House Administration Committee approved the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE, Act, requiring states to receive some form of proof before allowing people to vote by mail. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The American Civil Liberties Union, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and Americans United for Separation of Church and State have filed a lawsuit challenging a new Louisiana law mandating the Ten Commandments be visible in every public school classroom from kindergarten to the universities in the state. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 260 points, the NASDAQ dropped 192, the S&P 500 lower by 16. This is SRN News. The governor of Arizona vetoes a detransition bill.
The measure would have required insurance companies that pay for sex change operations to also foot the bill if the patient later decides he or she does not want to live as the opposite sex and needs the surgery reversed. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs rejected the legislation, saying it is, quote, unnecessary. This despite the fact that the ranks of detransitioners is growing both in the U.S. and in Europe as people grow out of gender dysphoria. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, which reveals that 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 18. The rest did so after that. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence on their life, followed by the church. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is announcing new steps to increase access to affordable housing.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen travels to Minneapolis to promote new investments meant to expand access to affordable housing, including providing $100 million through a new fund over the next 3 years to support affordable housing financing, boosting the Federal Financing Bank's financing of affordable housing, and other measures. The Biden administration's new federal initiatives come as still high prices on groceries and other necessities and high interest rates have dramatically pushed up the cost of living in the post-pandemic years. I'm Julie Walker.
Fire behavior in Ruidoso, New Mexico has been reduced to smoldering. Officials also warn the public that fire activity can increase near unburned fuel as warm weather moves into the area. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.